How's it going, brother? Yeah, it's been a long time. I've literally been off the radio for a while. Got a lot of things going on in my world. Good things. Got married. Let's see. Yeah, it's still winter up here. You know, it's Wyoming, bipolar. What can I tell you? But, life is good, work is good. That's about it. I've been off the radio for a spell, and then just scrolling tonight and saw your number come up there, and I was like, hot diggity, I gotta reach out to an old brother of mine. How you doing, my friend?
Tommy, well, good to hear you, man. It's been a while, all right, and I haven't been off the radio, but I've severely limited my net participation. Got, like you were saying, got a lot of other things going on in life. Now, I didn't get married. I got me a new girlfriend now, though, so that's been taking up some of my time, and then I bought this old Caterpillar loader. That's a project. I haven't done much on it for a couple months, but gotta track down some hard to find parts and get that thing on the road. But yeah, I haven't been playing much radio. I haven't been on the Beacon Net in probably 6 months or longer, so I was good to jump in here. Just happened to see the net was going on and figured I'd jump in. So good to touch base with you, my friend, and are you sipping on some fine bourbon there in the shack? What do you got? I'm drinking some Knob Creek maple. I don't know. I don't think it's maple barrels. I think they add maybe it's real sweet, and it's 10 proof lower, 5% lower than the standard Knob Creek. So I think they add some watered down maple syrup to it. It's sweet, pretty tasty, but I like the standard Knob Creek 100. For a bargain bourbon, that's my favorite. Occasionally I'll splurge and buy some high-end bourbon, single batch, high proof, but I usually stick with the Knob Creek, 9 years, 100 proof. It's made by Jim Beam, but it's called Knob Creek. Anyway, back to you. KE7LSU, KL7FR.